I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. My throat's about to give out, I'm sure. We're up to the final part of The Pirate Planet. We're halfway through episode 4. I know this is the 6th episode. It's taking me a while to get through these things. There's too much happening. I've got too many things to say, like... What is it? Stupid oscilloscopes and gravity duty. What's this? Gravity dilation meter. Warp oscilloscope. Anyway, Romana's watching the warp oscilloscope and the gravity dilation meter so she can tell the doctor when Zanuck, the planet, is going to disappear, dematerialize, so they can go at the same time and try and beat them to Earth so that they won't be able to land, which is what happened when they tried to land on Calufrax. It was a whole thing. Meanwhile, Zanxia, you know, pirate queen of the galaxy, tyrant queen, sorry, the captain's a pirate, she's a tyrant. It's very confusing. She's impatient. She wants to jump now. So the captain obediently starts reeling off coordinates. On the TARDIS, Romana goes, dematerialize now! And then the planet of Zanxia disappears. We see the whole planet. It just goes, "Oi!" And Romana, they're in the time vortex. She's like, "Oh, so far. Fibuli starts freaking out on the bridge. He goes, "There was a slight disturbance in the warp oscilloscope." And the captain says, "Rematerialization in 5 seconds. He booms everything still. He must be, like, if my throat is sore, I can't even imagine this poor guy. In the TARDIS, Romana says, "Rematerialization now." The captain and Zanxia go all wobbly on the bridge. He starts shouting at Fibuli, who surmises the doctor is trying to materialize in the same place. On the TARDIS, the doctor is like, "Oh my God, this is going to keep getting worse until one of us explodes or the Mentiads manage to raise that door." So then the doctor makes a psychic connection to Prelix via their spore network. Sorry. Obsessed with the psychic spores. So he gets in contact with his brain stink. and the Prelix is like, "I can barely hear you, Doctor." So he gets his Mentiad mates to join forces to strengthen his connection. And the doctor, sensing that, you know, maybe it's the force field, goes, tells Miranda to turn off the force field. And she's like, "What? No." And he's like, it's the only thing, we have to do it. And she's like, "It's the only thing keeping us alive." And then she's like, "All right, I'm switching it off. Nice, been nice knowing you." At which point the console starts sparking, like there's fire on it. It's really full on. There's smoke everywhere. Prelix contacts the doctor. The captain is freaking out. It's all going wrong. Prelix tells the doctor they can't raise the door because we could barely raise a spanner. And the doctor's like, that's it. Project your minds beyond the door. Romana says the TARDIS is going to explode, like it's about to happen. The doctor and the Mentiad heads are all superimposed on the engine room in front of a spanner. It's really weird. It's just like big heads and a little spanner. It's so strange. So the doctor tells them to lift it up, and which they do. It just floats up in the air. And then he's like, oh, not that thing, not that thing. Oh, that one. Hit it with that. Hit that thing with the spanner. So the floating spanner goes over and bashes it. And then all the engines start exploding. And then we see the captain on the bridge. He falls over. The Doctor and Romana materialize the TARDIS in Xanxia's chamber. Old Xanxia's chamber, you know, the old Xanxia, who's in the gold coat, in the time dams. The captain's really sad because he finds Mr. Fibulae and he's dead. Oh, he's lost his parrot and his you know, number one yelling at subordinate all in one day. It's been a bad day. Xanxia yells at him to stop moaning and he says, Fibulae will be avenged. The doctor shows Romana the planets in the cabinets, like in the little tubes, like the, you know, the thing that he said was the captain's toy. And she's like, oh, my God, all the captain's bluster was an act to lull Xanxia into a false sense of security. The captain is tuning a circuit with a big fingernail on his pinky. It's really weird. Xanxia is telling him to hurry. The Mentiads are trying to open a door. I know. They've got hands. They could, you know, lift it. But no, they're using their minds. The doctor says the captain's plan, we have to use it. Apparently what the captain was planning was to use the energy from the planets because, you know, they explained in the last couple of episodes that, you know, the gravity of them means they should all collapse into a black hole, but they're kind of delicately balanced in some way. So they've got all this weird energy floating around. So he was going to use the energy from the planets to create a doorway through the time dams that the destroying the planets has kept the time dams running. And he says it'll let in normal time and it'll age Xanxia to death. So the doctor says it wouldn't have worked because of Calufrax, because Calufrax is not a normal planet. It's artificial with a variable atomic weight. And that's when Romana realizes, oh, the entire planet is the next segment in the key to time. Romana's like, well, we can't remove it or it'll create a gravity whirlpool. And the doctor says, I've got something immensely clever planned. The captain, meanwhile, on the bridge that's all destroyed, this stuff everywhere, he's trying to still jamming his pinky into the computer for some reason. And he tells Xanxia that at last I'm ready. The door opens and he says, I'm going to be free from you, you hag. Oh, and the doctor runs in and says, don't, it won't work. Xanxia at that point smashes her box that she's got that controls the captain and says, die, captain, die. And his robot bits go all sparkly and he falls down with smoke pouring out of him. Then Xanxia pulls a gun on the doctor. But before she can fire, Kemis comes in and shoots at her and she goes all negative and then she disappears. The Mentiads come in behind Kemis and the doctor tells them all to get out. It's unstable. And he orders Romana to get K-9 and go to the TARDIS. And the doctor starts fiddling with the captain's bizzo. The Mentiads and everyone leave the bridge and the doctor turns up at the console room at the TARDIS and says he's remote controlling Zanak. He's set something up. And the planets are all going to try and go into the empty bit in the middle of Zanak and then be spat out everywhere. And Calufrax will be flung off into the vortex and they'll be able to pick it up later. And Romana says, well, that's quite ingenious. And he goes, ingenious, it's fantastic. She's like, all right, it's fantastic. then they go to the planet. And she's like, what are we going to do about the bridge, you know, the all of that equipment and the time dams and everything? And the doctor's like, oh, we'll blow it up. So they're on the planet, like with like cables and one of those, you know, big detonators with the plunger on it, you know, like Wile E. Coyote used to use to try and blow up the Roadrunner. And the doctor says they can, you know, he says to Kimus, like, you guys can hang out where you are in space now. You've got nice neighbors. You'll be able to learn to space travel for yourselves. And he goes, who wants to push the plunger? And the Mentiads go, oh, we'll do it. And so they do it with their minds again. It's literally right there. It's like a quick press. And they're like, no, we're going to mind plunge it. They're going to get really fat if they do everything that way. Like, one of the reasons I was so fat for a while is because I would find the laziest way of doing everything. Like, when I was a kid, I used to lie on the floor and change the channel with my foot, because we used to have like a, you know, like in the old days, to change channel was like a dial. You used to have to click, 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 click around the different stations. And, you know, like, I didn't want to do the washing up one day, so I wanted to eat a lasagna, and so I put the lasagna in between two pieces of bread and made a lasagna sandwich, and then I toasted it, so I had to clean the sandwich toaster. Anyway, look, very strange times in my fat world. like, it's, yeah, it's like, if I could turn the energy I expended into trying not to do things into doing things, I would be amazing. Anyway, they push the plunger down with their minds, and it explodes. The bridge just explodes. So they've blown up a model at some point. I do love that at the end of a Doctor Who story, things explode. It's like, feels so satisfying, which the Doctor says. He goes, oh, that was very satisfying. And then they wander out and the credits roll. I don't even get in the TARDIS, just a quick wave. And that's it. I do... Like, the Doctor saying, you know, I don't need to blow her up, but it would be satisfying, makes me go, oh, wow. Like, so he's essentially killing her. I guess she's extended her life unnaturally for a very long time. He's just stopping the machine that's keeping her alive while blowing her up. But, yeah, it kind of explains a lot, like him saying it was very satisfying. It's like, oh, that's why things always blow up at the end of a story. This is, like, this is fun for the Doctor. He likes blowing things up. How did you feel about the pirate planet? I mean, that brings us to the end of Pirate Month. I'm sure we've had enough pirates. Let me know, theory@adamrichard.com.au if you want to email me, theory on Twitter. Oh, theory. Adam Richard on Twitter and Facebook. It's @AdamRichard on Twitter and Instagram, @FabulousAdamRichard on Facebook, or you can message me via the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. Or if you want to contact me with your Mentiad telepath powers from Adelaide. No, they say Adelaide. Anyway, however you want to contact me, I'd love to hear from you. Tell me how you felt about the pirate planet. DM me. I love a DM. Love it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.